Live, on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide, the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from downtown Milwaukee, it is the Todd Albaugh Show. I'm Todd Albaugh here, live in the, we are high atop State Street, just a different State Street, on this 15th of April, 2024, back in the studio high atop State Street in Madison. Our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, joining us there. And we are here in Madison, or in Milwaukee, Mr. Zommers, for a couple of reasons. One, we are joined live here with the Milwaukee County Courthouse right over our shoulder with our friend Matt Flynn, who later on in the show is going to make his announcement, his decision on running for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Also going to talk about Donald Trump, who is in court today, the first of what could be many. And we're going to talk to Matt today, an attorney, also a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, veteran of the Navy as well, all-around great guy. We're going to talk to Matt about the importance that the court system is going to play in politics, because just a couple of blocks, we can see the top of the building, Pfizer Forum, a couple of blocks away in downtown Milwaukee. In July, the Republican nomination will culminate here at Pfizer Forum with the Republican National Convention. We will be here for that as well. We're going to talk to Matt a little bit about what all that means in terms of courts and politics. Mr. Zommers, is the sun shining? Is it beautiful back in Madison as it is downtown Milwaukee today?
It sure is. And we can take a quick look at the State Street street cam here.
Very good.
Like, we have some patrons walking down the street. A very sunny day in downtown Madison.
It is. Thank you very much for checking out that State Street cam there in Madison. We are here in State Street in Milwaukee, and we'll check back in with Mr. Zommers and things back in Madison in a bit. We are joined now by our friend, Mr. Matt Flynn, as we said, an attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Beautiful day for your city here in Milwaukee today, Matt.
You know, it's good to be here with you, Todd. You got a great show. I'm always glad to be on as a guest, and it is a perfect day. This is a 10 out of 10. Not a cloud in the sky, mid-60s, and we don't see many of these days right in Milwaukee, certainly not this early in the season. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you doing it, and we're not telling folks exactly where we're at because, you know, we don't want people to come rush us or anything, but we're on top of one of the roofs here in downtown Milwaukee, and for those watching on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter and the like, you can see the beautiful Milwaukee County Courthouse right over our shoulder here, Matt. And I know as an attorney, you've spent a lot of time in that courthouse over the years.
I spent a lot of time in that courthouse over many, many years, trials and everything. It's very nostalgic. I like being back down here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of Milwaukee and just a beautiful day to be down here. We're going to get to your decision. You and I talked a little bit last week, and of course with liberal Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, like myself, a native of Richland Center, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And she has decided not to run for another term, which is going to create an open seat, as it were. Of course, these Supreme Court justice seats are technically nonpartisan, but for all intent and purposes, they're conservative and liberal. And I know the people have encouraged you to take a look at this. You said you're going to think about it over the weekend, and we'll talk to you a little bit later in the show about what you may or may not do moving forward in that race.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to that, and appreciate you sharing that exclusively here on our program. Matt, first of all, I want to get to probably the big news of the day that so many people are taking a look at, and that is that the former president, Donald J. Trump, the first time a former president, first time in history, correct me if I'm wrong, that a person running for president, and for all intent and purposes, the nominee of the Republican Party, is going to stand trial on a criminal matter, correct?
That's absolutely right, and it's not just a criminal matter, it's a felony. It's in New York. If he's convicted, it's punishable by several years in prison. You can see the tension in the area, in the courthouse, and in him. And here's one of the odd things about this. He's presently facing four criminal cases, but various judges elsewhere have figured out ways to delay it in his behalf. This Eileen Mercedes Cannon down in Florida is delaying it with a lot of spurious rulings and so forth. And she clearly, in my view, is setting it up so that if they go to trial, she can direct a verdict for him, which is not appealable in a criminal case. The U.S. Supreme Court, the six tarantulas, took certiorari, they took review of the issue of his immunity. It's a bogus issue. I mean, he has no immunity for a criminal offense that he did after he was beaten in an election, and yet they're delaying it. They're delaying it. Fannie Willis is a terrific prosecutor, but in hers, they've ginned up this thing about her relationship with the prosecutor, which is absolutely her business. There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's not that it was with the judge, with a witness or somebody or a juror. It's with somebody on her own team. She's a single woman. That's her business. But they managed to junk that up. So Alvin Bragg right now, what we are looking at in New York, may well be, sadly, the only case, criminal case, that goes to trial before the election.
Matt, how long, as someone who's spent a lot of time in courtrooms as an attorney, I know that this process, the technical term, voir dire, where they go through, they choose the jury. Some people are saying this could take up to 2 weeks, and then the trial itself could take 6 weeks. Does that seem like a reasonable timeline to you?
I think New York's a little different from Milwaukee. I've done many, many voir dires, but never with a defendant of this notoriety, quite frankly. So there's the question of, everybody's heard of him, so right, how do you drill down and say, do you like him, you don't like him? Well, half of them don't like him and half like him. You know, kind of thing. So you have to be able to, can you rise above that? That's going to take a little drilling. 2 weeks on the outside, and here in Milwaukee we do it quicker than that. Then the trial itself, you know, I don't think it's that complex a trial. It's a document trial, and we'll talk in a little bit about what the charges are. But in a document trial like this, it shouldn't take 6 weeks, but they'll drag it out with objections, maybe attempt interlocutory appeals. So it's a little different in New York, but that would be the outside of what it would be.
We're going to get into this trial. We're talking with our friend Matt Flynn, an attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and maybe a candidate for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. We'll find out a little bit later in the show today. But talking about this Trump trial, we're here in downtown Milwaukee, Milwaukee Courthouse, over our shoulder here, the beautiful skyline in Milwaukee. Matt, let's talk a little bit, before we get into the details, let's talk a little bit about the larger picture politically, because as we said, this summer, the Republican National Convention is going to be held just blocks away here at Fiserv Forum, unless something incredible happens, and with this guy Trump, you never know, but it appears for all intents and purposes Donald Trump will again be the nominee for the Republican Party, and he will be coronated as the nominee here in downtown Milwaukee. Talk a little bit, because these other trials that he has chosen to appear at up until now, that was his choice. Some people say he wanted to do it for theater or whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this particular trial, this criminal felony trial here in New York today, he is required by the judge to be here in this trial and to sit there. Number one, is that correct? And then number two, can we say, is it fair to say that these trials, the court system, is almost going to become a player and entity in this presidential election like never before?
I think both statements are true. This is a criminal trial, not a civil trial. Civil trial, he doesn't have to show up. In a criminal trial, he's technically out on his own recognizance or bail. I mean, he is.
Right.
And he was fingerprinted and all that. So the judge does demand that you come there. For one thing, if he didn't show up, then he'd claim he was denied due process because right, whatever. It's going to be a long time that he's going to be sitting there. He can ask the judge for permission not to be there on a given day. It'll be granted. You know, they're personal things. But here's the deal. He has been a master at using the legal process to campaign and to be the victim. And, you know, he'd say things that sounded fairly biblical and apocalyptic, like, I'm doing this for you and I'm off. I mean, who the heck does this guy think he is?
Right.
However, that said, I think that he may find that sitting there for 6 weeks, if the judge makes him do that, that's a lot of campaigning right, in the wrong side of the tracks.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because he's required to be there, I mean, the grandeur, the spectacle that has always been Donald Trump, whether it was on The Apprentice or whether it was the Miss Universe pageant or whether it was in business or whether it was running for the President of the United States, just the spectacle has always been a part of his aura and who he is. That's only going to be intensified as you might see Joe Biden out on the stump more over the next 6 to 7 to 8 weeks. Trump is largely going to be Monday through Friday in a courtroom, and then on the weekend on the campaign trial. I mean, the outside the courtroom in New York City, this is going to become a campaign stop for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Right. Now, remember something. The E. Jean Carroll case, because he may make a mistake.
Yeah.
He was not in that courtroom the first trial, and it was only $5 million. The second one, he got up in the middle, right in front of the jury, as the other side was questioning and arguing, and stalked out. That angered that jury. They came back with, what, $80 million?
Right.
$88 million. Right. And so he may be misconceiving this.
Right.
Juries don't like to be disrespected,
yeah.
And they don't like it in their face. And so if he sits there muttering and grumbling and stalking out, he may be making a serious mistake.
A couple of minutes here before I have to take a quick break, talking with Matt Flynn, our friend here in downtown Milwaukee, talking about the Trump trial, the jury selection beginning today in New York City. Talk a minute, Matt, about the... I was listening to conservative talk radio on the way down here. I always like to kind of just see what the other side is saying, so to speak. And what they're talking about is ginning people up, saying, oh, this is retribution justice, so to speak. They're using the justice system as a tool politically against Trump, saying that there were other people in the Justice Department who refused to prosecute for this specific charge. And this is all, pun intended, trumped up charges against Trump for political purposes. Matt, if it were you and I in the same situation, would we be going through a trial like this?
No question. And remember something. What they are saying is the equivalent of when Al Capone was nabbed on tax issues, not murder. Well, that's unfair. Old Al, I mean, you know, taxes, what the hell? Look, you got a guy here who has a corrupt judge in Florida bending it to his benefit. Mm-hmm. You have the six tarantulas bending it, and then you have attacking Fannie Willis. And yes, you and I would be. There's a misdemeanor and a felony. Mm-hmm. And the misdemeanor is that in the state of New York, it's a felony. It's a misdemeanor if you put in false entries in your books.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he did was he could have paid Stormy Daniels money and just written a personal check and not said anything.
Right.
He put it on the books as something different. That's a misdemeanor. If you put it on the books for something different, for felonious purposes, which is to evade the elections laws, that's a felony. That's what they could come back with just a misdemeanor. They could come back with a felony. They could come back with acquittal. That's what the trial is all about. That's right. Our due process.
Not just about paying a porn star. It's how he did it.
He concealed it, and he did it to violate the election laws. That's the felony.
Right.
He could write a check, right? But the guy is sneaky all 24/7.
Is this Trump University?
I mean, the guy is a walking fraud scene.
Isn't it true they teach you in law school? It's never the crime, it's the cover up, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't occur to him to do something honest. It wouldn't occur.
We are live from downtown Milwaukee, the courthouse behind us. More with Matt Flynn direct after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Stay with us. It's a beautiful day in downtown MKE.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rollin' on down to San Antone.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network with our friend Matt Flynn, the author of this book right here. It's his latest one called The Court of Last Resort. If you don't have yours, buy it today wherever you get your books. The author, Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, joins us. We are live on location in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. If you're watching on the stream, you see the Milwaukee County Courthouse right here over our shoulders. It is a beautiful day here in Milwaukee. We're talking to Matt a little bit later. He's going to tell us his decision, at least for now, on whether he's going to run for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Stay tuned for that. And also, we're talking today about the big news, the leading news of the day, of the week, really, maybe the month, maybe the summer, that Donald Trump finally having to go to court, finally having to sit before a jury of his peers and be judged. And Matt, I think that's, if nothing else, I think for all of us who say, well, is the justice system tilted or not, here is a case where a former president, most likely the nominee of one of the two major parties, he's not going to get away with it. He's going to have to sit before a jury of his peers and answer for his actions.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is he may be overlooking because he thinks he can get away with murder, and he sort of has up till now. But what he may be overlooking is you're going to have actually 16 jurors. There are 12 jurors and four alternates. The reason for the alternates is because if one of them gets sick, one of them, you know, something happens tragically in their family, you don't blow the whole trial. So that's number one. Number two, they look at you all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, right. Even if they think they know you. And his weird little facial expressions and harumphing and all that, mm-hmm. they take all that in. They make a decision of guilt or innocence somewhat based on demeanor. Somewhat, not entirely, but somewhat based on demeanor. And it's sort of like when you first meet anybody, immediately you make a judgment. Not it's not a good thing that you do it, yeah. but you bait all of their immutable characteristics. And this guy is rolling his eyes, stalking out. He's got to sit there the whole time and try to avoid fraud in his demeanor. And that's going to be hard for him to do.
Human nature, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, people
guilty
judge
people
others.
Look guilty,
yeah,
right, absolutely.
Exactly. Off the text line, we have a note here saying, Todd, so great to hear from our friend Matt Flynn. Thanks for having him on the air again. I've really missed him. That's from Carmella here in Milwaukee. Well, our pleasure, Carmella, and it's our honor to have him here. And look, we'll just say it right out here. Depending upon what you announce a little bit later in the show, whether or not you intend to be a candidate or not, we're thinking about having Mondays with Matt on a regular basis when he could join us. So I think that'd be fun, don't you?
Yeah, I think it would. I think a lot of your show, Todd, I really do. You do an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
You also have a political background where you knew people in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. You have good core instincts, and I like that. And I think that it's a useful dialogue. It'll generate some callers because I always enjoyed the callers. So, yeah, I'm very happy to appear as a guest on your show.
Well, we love you being on the show just because, well, number one, I think you're a heck of a lot of fun. But number two, your knowledge, and really it's your ability to take that knowledge. And as I've said, this former federal Judge Weissman, who is fantastic from Tennessee, you know, put it down there where the chickens could get at it. I mean, you know how to make things understandable, which I think, you know, a lot of this stuff is nuanced and there's a lot of legal stuff. And I, as a non-attorney, to have an attorney be able to make it understandable, that's really valuable. So thank you.
Good to be here.
Thanks for doing this. If you want to join us, if you have a question for Matt in terms of the Trump situation or otherwise, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zommer is back in our home world headquarters. We'll take your call. He'll let us know that you're on the air, and you could be on the air live with Matt Flynn and myself. 855-752-4842. We'll make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can also text us on the Civic Media app. You could download the app at your Apple or Android device. So feel free to do that. Doesn't take long at all. Right now, one of our favorite callers, I think, for both of us, Matt, Gene from Eau Claire. Gene calling in from Eau Claire. Gene, thanks so much for calling in. You are live with Matt Flynn and myself. What say you?
Well, thank you guys for getting together. Thank you, Mr. Halva, for putting Matt on. And I'm looking forward to Mondays with Matt. And I'm so excited to get educated, experienced, all kinds of knowledge in all kinds of areas from Matt today. So I'm not going to ask any questions because he's covering everything I would ask, and you are too. So thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to Mondays with Matt and you, and thank you so much, and I got to hang up right now. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, Gene. As always, Gene is one of the most knowledgeable callers I've ever had. Mm-hmm. She monitors everything. She monitors YouTube. She monitors the newspapers. And she'll pose questions that other people can learn from. So, Gene, great to hear from you.
Absolutely, Gene. We appreciate your listenership and always bringing that passion and knowledge. We always appreciate that, as we do all of our callers. Speaking of one of our listeners, here's Cam from Nina listening in on WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Says, quote, "Dang, I've missed his show. He was the old man of wisdom I needed during my day." Great to have him back. So there you go.
Well, I'll say this. And Cam, most people don't know about Cam. He was a frequent caller. Mm. I have a lot of respect for Cam because he's very young. Mm. He's a Gen Z or whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, he really is. And he was very astute about the issues. And he would give a generational response to some things I had to say. And I learned a lot from that. So, Cam, good to hear from you. And hope you listen to the Todd Albo Show, and on Mondays, if I'm on, I would welcome your call.
Absolutely. Feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. We'll go back to the phone lines. Our friend from across the pond, Jay, calling in from London. Jay, thanks for taking the time to call. What say you? Matt, you broke up a little bit there. Can you repeat that, Jay?
I said you are it better when it comes to the sunglasses. I love the glasses. I love the outfit of you.
Hey, I took my sunglasses off because I didn't want to be rude to our viewers here. But, it's bright and sunny here in downtown Milwaukee. Any questions for Matt or anything on this Trump issue, Jay?
Hey, can I ask Matt, is Trump going to get away with murder again? I don't believe that he's going to...
Well, I'll ask Matt. Thanks, Jay. Always appreciate the call. Jay's asking, do you think that figuratively speaking, he's going to get away with murder again? I mean, if you're just looking at this as an attorney and an analyst, Matt, looking at the evidence on this particular case, and it's not, I mean, the sexy, both literally and figuratively part, is the fact that it involves a porn star, but it really comes down to a cover-up of a simple crime.
Right. I mean, if he wanted to pay a porn star, that's his own business. But to the caller, in response to the caller's call, one of the charges, which is the misdemeanor, is putting in a fraudulent entry on the books. I do not see how a jury can acquit him on that. The document is there. His people have admitted it. And if he testifies, Todd, he's making a big mistake in my He says he will. And if he does, what is he going to say? So I think they can't acquit him on the misdemeanor, and that could be tried in one day. The issue is going to be the bootstrapping of that to the felony that he did it to conceal it, to help his election, because he just had the Access Hollywood tape. Mm-hmm. We were talking about grabbing women between the legs and all this, and presumably that would have killed him. So what do they do on the felony? I think they convict him on the felony, but I can't be certain about that.
Will Matt Flynn run for Wisconsin State Supreme Court? Stay tuned. We'll have that announcement and more on the Todd Albo Show live from downtown Milwaukee. Don't go anywhere on Civic Media.
Is a burning thing.
Welcome back to the Todd Albo Show, live on location in downtown Milwaukee. It is Mondays with Matt Flynn here on the show. We are live in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, high atop State Street in Milwaukee. We have the Milwaukee County Courthouse over our shoulder here. We are joined on this Monday by Matt Flynn, author of his brand new book called The Court of Last Resort. Get it wherever you get your books. He is also a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney who spent a lot of time in that courthouse right behind us, and maybe a candidate on the liberal side for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We will find out later in this show as Matt will be revealing his thoughts on that subject. But right now, Matt, we are talking about in downtown with the courthouse behind us because a couple of things. Number one, in just a few months in July, Republicans will meet here in a few blocks from where we're at Pfizer Forum. They will nominate their nominee for president, in all likelihood, Donald J. Trump, who today begins a criminal trial for the first time in history of a former president of the United States and a current presumptive nominee. First time this has happened where either one of those positions has faced a criminal trial. It is a historic day, as you like to remind us. We're not woke if we don't know history. So you got to look at this. And it's historic, and unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly right. And when you talk about the convention, and Todd and I can look down there and take a look at Pfizer Forum, the third week in July, it's going to be wall-to-wall conventioneers, about 50,000 people. Now, yeah. The thing that really kills me about this, what Trump has done and what he's done to the Republican Party is a perversion of our Constitution and our democracy. I just saw today, I mean, people are now endorsing him who previously said he's a crook, a thief, belongs in jail. And they say, well, why are you endorsing him now? Well, I'm endorsing him because we don't have anyone else. However, a lot of it is because of fear. He has threatened people. Mm-hmm. There are a number of people in the Republican Party who have quit Congress, resigned, or they don't want their kids threatened. They don't want their wives threatened.
Yeah.
and they don't want their careers threatened. The guy has kind of a mafia-type approach to just obliquely threatening people. So what's going to happen when he, you know, Milwaukee is the town where a couple of the slave catchers came to grab Joshua Glover back in the 1850s. Didn't go so well for the slave catchers.
Right.
A bunch of folks didn't like that. Milwaukee doesn't like this kind of stuff. And, you know, they're going to go walking. What? Marjorie Taylor Greene goes into a restaurant. Trump goes into a restaurant.
Sounds like a bad joke, waitstaff? Right?
Right, absolutely. You know, or yeah, Matt Gaetz. I mean, right. Good God. So yeah, J.D. Vance, the guy from Ohio. So they're going to be people who basically are embracing a guy who's controlled by Russian organized crime.
Right.
I mean, by Putin.
Right.
Putin is the head of Russian organized crime. He's betraying our country. They're betraying Ukraine. They'll betray anything to keep their office. And it's going to be an explosive summer in Milwaukee.
Talking to Matt Flynn, our guest here on Mondays with Matt. Appreciate your phone calls as well. If you have a question for Matt in regards of the Trump trial beginning today in New York City or anything else, I'm sure he'd be, yeah, he's never afraid to take a question. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for holding on to the break and listening in. Wisco, what say you?
Good afternoon, Todd, and nice to hear you back on the radio, Matt. Used to call into your show, we used to talk about Trump and all his threats, verbal threats, and he's been throwing them around for 8+ years. And he's responsible for J6, you know. But the thing I want to get at is the great state of Wisconsin, Megan Wolf. She runs the elections here. And now he's throwing threats at her again about a crooked election. It's already been proven that it was a fair and square election here. So the point I'm making, the verbal threats, I don't know how he gets away with this stuff, Matt. I mean, poor Megan Wolf, now her name is running the ground again, and I would imagine the Republicans will want her to resign again. All because this clown can't accept that he lost to the state of Wisconsin. So, thanks. Welcome back, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And you're raising two excellent points that I want to highlight here. Number one, he makes these threats, and he does it, and he makes them frequently against little guys. He's not stupid enough to threaten Biden or something like that. Mm-hmm. He'll threaten Megan Wolf. He'll threaten the law clerk to... Judge Engoron in New York, the single woman who has to take the subway home every day. She doesn't have money for and, you know, there are people out there who are crazy, and they'll listen to him, and you'll say, oh, I didn't tell him to do it. I didn't tell. The guy is a very cruel guy, very, very cruel guy, number one. Number two, the second point you're making, which is an excellent one, how does he get away with it? Up until now, I think the Justice Department, the U.S. attorneys, and DAs have been reluctant to go in and prosecute. That's starting to change. What I think has to happen is the people that do this, and you can trace it, you can trace a phone call, the people that do it, somebody has to go to jail. Somebody has to go to jail for 4, 5, 6 years. And when their life is disrupted that way, people get the word. But he also, subject to gag orders, he violates them. He has a gag order right now in the criminal case in New York. He attacks the judge's daughter. He attacks the judge. He attacks the DA. He's still violating it. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a judge here in Milwaukee the other day, former Judge Gordon, who told me that if she had been judge and somebody had done that, there's a holding cell right behind the bench. And they could say, sir, get up here, bring the bailiffs, stick him there for 3 days. They can do that see how he likes it. They're afraid to do that. In Milwaukee, we wouldn't be afraid to do that, and I think that's part of the reason.
We're going to get to Mark at Delafield in just a second, but Mark, hang on just a second. I want to follow up on this, what you just brought up, what Wisco asked with Matt Flynn here. Matt, because we've gotten calls on this before, to your point, if this had been you and I threatening judges, threatening juries, threatening children of judges, threatening children of clerks, we would be found in contempt and be in a cell like that. Do you believe that there's something to this theory or this thought out there that these judges are cognizant that this is a former president, that this is someone who's the current most likely nominee for a major party, and they don't want to incite a national type of riot by incarcerating this guy, so they're giving him an extraordinary amount of leeway that you and I wouldn't, simply because they're looking out for the quote-unquote better good of the country. Anything to that?
I think it's a true statement, and the reason I say that is, think about it. If he were at 5% in the polls, he'd be in jail right now.
Right.
But when he is in the 40s and Biden's in the 40s, I think the calculus in people and judges' minds is something like this. Now, wait a minute. If that many people are still for him knowing he's crooked, it's not just a matter of not inciting a riot, but at some point there's kind of a political gravity to it that makes it more difficult for us to do this. I think that's absolutely true. But at some point, right, he's threatening people's kids. He's threatening women who have to take subways home at night. Mm-hmm. At some point, and I think Judge Bonnie Gordon made a very good point, in the holding cell for 3 days, mm-hmm, and see how he likes it.
855-752-4842. Matt Flynn with me, Todd Albaugh. We're in downtown Milwaukee, outside the Milwaukee County Courthouse. We're going to talk to Matt in a bit about his own intentions of possibly running for now the going to be vacant seat for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. You're going to talk to Matt about that a little bit, but right now we're talking about the Trump trial in New York and the importance that the legal system and the courts are going to play in this city this summer, with the Republican National Convention happening just a few blocks from where Matt and I are at right now. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark in Delafield. Mark, thank you so much for holding. Mark, what say you?
Thank you. I'm a retired sheet metal worker. I've known Matt for many years, and it's refreshing to hear somebody on the radio call out Trump for exactly what he is. He's a tool of Putin. It's amazing the way the Putin's influences went through our representative system in the United States. But beyond that, Matt, I'm urging you to run for state Supreme Court. I know you do the right thing. It might not always be the popular thing, but I do know that you do the right thing at all times. So I don't know if you've made up your mind, but if you haven't, please do this. The state needs you. The country needs you.
Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate the call. Matt, you're going to reveal your decision here, at least for now, in a little bit. But great to have people call in.
Mark, I want to say thank you so much. I do know Mark. We've been friends a long time, and it goes back a long way, 20 years. And the sheet metal workers are one of the strongest, best unions. I always loved working with the sheet metal workers, and Mark and I and Rick Maholsky of the Machinists are good friends. So Mark, thank you, I salute you, and we'll talk about the Supreme Court in a little bit, but it's great to hear your voice.
And if you'd like to ask Matt Flynn a question, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Always glad to have you text in and tell us your thoughts as well. Matt, I want to get into a little bit of the nuance here of this trial happening today in New York in terms of jury selection. And again, the Latin term is voir dire, and as this Judge Weissman said a long time ago to me, he said, simply means tell the truth. So tell people that are not attorneys what voir dire is and what happens over the next few days in jury selection. What's the process and how many strikes does each side get, all of that?
Yeah. So the way voir dire works, and it's different in state and federal court, and it's different among states. Mm-hmm. So this is New York. But the term voir dire, various people have hypothesized it as a corrupted medieval French, corrupted medieval Latin, whatever it is. But basically, it is, and tell the truth is a great way to put it. But it's also tell us about yourself. Mm-hmm. In other words, who are you? The first thing they'll ask in a criminal case is, are any of your relatives or husband police officers, mm-hmm, or a lawyer? Mm-hmm. What bumper stickers do you have on your car? What media do you listen to? And you can build a profile pretty quickly about that. Have you heard of any of the defendants? Most times they haven't. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, they certainly have. Can you put that aside? And I've had people get up and say, no, I can't put it aside. So they ask questions. In federal court, it's in writing from the judge. In this court, they get to say it verbally, and they're limited to their questions. Judge is the decision maker, but it's going to take a while with all these jurors.
So, and do you know in New York or approximately in a trial like this, each side gets to kind of say, get somebody's strikes. In other words, say, no, I don't want that person, I don't want that person. But they can't continue to do that forever. I mean, they only get so many strikes.
They get about
right?
three strikes.
Right.
Now, here, he can give more. With Trump, he may have to give six strikes.
Right.
But what happens is he'll take, there's 500 jurors, I think, being called. He's not going to deal all and run at once.
Yeah.
He'll take a pool of 50 of them or something, and he'll put them out, and the lawyers can, you know, you don't have to get up in front of the guy and say, hey, I don't like you. I think you're biased. No, you just cross it out. Now, a good lawyer will try to get as many of them thrown out for cause so he doesn't have to use a peremptory strike.
Mm-hmm.
So for cause means, and then you typically ask to meet with the judge in the sidebar, say, judge, look, the guy over there, I shouldn't even have to waste a strike. I mean, this guy, you know, has a Trump sticker on or something.
Yeah.
So there'll be a bit of that. But no, usually in Milwaukee, it'd be three strikes. They may give him a lot more this time.
So we're looking probably about 2 weeks or so for this kind of seating the jury, selecting the jury. And then do you think 6 weeks? That's what some people have been saying, about six
right.
weeks for this, probably right?
2 weeks is a long jury selection. It's a former president. I don't know. The judge may take some hours to hear motions in other cases. Who knows? Mm-hmm. 6 weeks, you know, this is basically a document case. Did he put in fraudulent entries in his books? He did.
Right.
I mean, his
right.
people all admit he did.
Well, Michael Cohen, his own former attorney, is going to
say, I put him there because he told me to. Right, exactly.
How much, we have about a minute here before a break, but how much credibility does Michael Cohen have? I think one judge or somebody called him one of the most egregious liars you'd ever seen.
Well, there's an old adage, you suck out the poison at the beginning. So what happens is the lawyer called it will say, look, you lied, you're a felon, you know, get it out, you don't start talking to the guy and then unload on him later. So he said, yeah, but you know, I did this, and there are people, they're called snitches, there are people who are believed by jurors.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, as Matt says, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Jesse in Madison and Karina right here in Milwaukee, you are next. You're going to talk with Matt Flynn directly after this short break. This is the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. We are in downtown Milwaukee in front of the Milwaukee County Courthouse. More after this, live from Milwaukee. Stay with
burns,
us.
Burns, burns, the ring of fire. The ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our friend Matt Flynn. It is Matt Flynn. Mondays at Matt Flynn. Here we are live on location outside in beautiful downtown Milwaukee in front of the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Matt Flynn is going to tell us his thoughts here in just a bit on whether he is going to be a candidate on the liberal side for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, a vacancy with the announcement last week that Ann Walsh Bradley is going to not run for election to that seat. Brad Schimmel on the Republican side, or the conservative side, has already said that he is in. We'll talk to Matt whether or not he will be a candidate on the liberal side and who else might be a candidate in that next spring election in 2025. Right now we are talking about the Trump trial underway, at least jury selection in New York City. We go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jesse in Madison, listening on WMDX. Jesse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. Matt, I want to thank you for your years of service in the Democratic Party and in the movement. It's been really helpful and insightful. Most of your analysis is really on point. However, I'm going to ask it not to run. A lot of the comments you've made and the language you've made that's been dehumanizing to the entire whole of the Palestinian people, it's kind of a deal breaker, and I think it's really going to split the Democratic electorate, and we have plenty of other great candidates. I think your service as an analyst from here on out is really helpful, usually. But if you run, you're really just going to help get Brad Schimmel elected. So please find other ways to be useful.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk about that certainly a little bit
if
later.
If I could just say,
sure,
just Jesse, I think you're mistaken. You've called into my show before, and I have a great regard for the Palestinian people. It has nothing to do with the Palestinian people. Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, the Janjaweed, Al-Qaeda, all of these people are terrorists. And they are the ones that are a threat to peace in the Middle East and in Europe and in the United States. So you can't conflate the good Palestinian people with the people that are murdering. And that was the difference. But I respect and appreciate your opinion as always.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Karina, right here in Milwaukee. Karina, if you're near State Street and 8th, come on up, bring us a beverage. We'll sit up here and chat. Karina, how you doing? Go ahead.
You know what? I am actually was about to do it, and I'm in medicine. I was thinking I'm going to visit you in medicine. Can you imagine? I can't believe this. I'm hearing this, that he's in downtown in Milwaukee. I can't believe this. But next Sunday, you're going to be there, right?
Next Sunday or next Monday?
Monday?
No, I'm not sure. Well, I'll probably be back in Madison at that point, but we'll see.
Believe this. This is ridiculous. But you know what? I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen because I want to see you one day and Matt. And Matt, you know what? I know that we not agree on something, but I think it's a good disagreement. And I think that you are a man pure of heart and integrity and deep knowledge. And you always make a right decision, no matter whether you like it or not. And for this, I'm going to give you my word, and I want you to run, and I'll do everything in my power to help you win.
Thank you very much, Karina. That means a lot to me, and it's great to hear your voice again, too.
Karina, thank you so much. Appreciate the phone call. Matt, right off the top of the hour, is going to tell us his decision on whether he's going to run for, at least for now, whether he's going to run for the vacant seat being created in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We're live on location in downtown Milwaukee, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Cam, listening in from Nina on WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Cam in Nina, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Matt, I know I texted in. I am glad again to hear your voice on the air. The previous caller, not the very nice lady that had called in, excited to meet you guys, but the person before them, I need people out there to understand that even if you disagree with someone like Matt on issues in the Middle East, he's running for, I mean, hypothetically, running for a Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin. And last time I checked, Wisconsin does not do legislation for the Middle East. They do it for Wisconsin. Someone like Matt has name recognition, too. So you kind of, I mean, if you really have that much of a disagreement with it, you need to pick your poison. There are maybe other great candidates out there, but Matt has massive name recognition.
Thank you, Cam. Really appreciate it.
Cam, thank you very much. That means a lot to me. It's good hearing your voice again, Cam.
Thank you so much. Quickly here, last couple of minutes, let's go quickly to Silver Creek. Michael, calling in from Silver Creek. Thanks for listening, Michael. What say you?
Matt, I'm 74 years old. I'm a Clinton Democrat. The Democratic Party lost me 10 years ago. I think the Democratic Party is out of its mind. But you are a reason.
Oh, looks like we lost Michael's call. Something cut out there. But I know when I spoke to him previously, he said that he would vote for you in a heartbeat, is what he said on the line.
All right. Well,
Michael, thank you very much. Apparently, your call got dropped. This is Matt calling. But, Michael, I deeply appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Let's go quickly to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark calling in from Prairie du Sac. Thanks for listening. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, thanks. It sounds like we have several good candidates, that that might be vying for our Supreme Court. I want to hammer on Brad Schimmel, the Republican slash supposedly independent candidate that's going to be on the conservative side. Brad Schimmel disqualified himself to me when he reduced the penalty for Scott Jensen to be to a misdemeanor from a felony, which would have barred him forever being a lobbyist. I'd like to know how much money that has been contributed to Mr. Schimmel from the American Family Association, or I think that's what it is, that Scott Jensen has been lobbying for all these decades now, that after his criminal conviction got overturned by Brad Schimmel decided, well, it wasn't really a felony. Well, let's make it a misdemeanor because, we really can't charge you where the crime actually was committed. And then we'll charge you.
Mark, Mark, thanks a lot. We're short on time. Real quick, 20 seconds.
Yeah, Mark, it's great to hear your voice again. I appreciate it very much. Mark is one of our most insightful callers. Thank you, Mark.
Matt Flynn, his decision on will he or won't he run for the Supreme Court of Wisconsin after this. Don't miss it. Live from Milwaukee, it's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.